Simshin Chavches Tzipir Aleph. Chel Sheish Vesekonam. Shamadu B'yem Shabbos. Shasar Glasses L'Refuah Yidua Sheish B'Melechus Chilu Shabbos. Shmona Yamim. So he's taken ill. The doctors have evaluated that the process of healing him will require Chilul Shabbos, and this action will be need to repeat it for 8 days. So in Amrim Namtin Ad Halayla V'nimtzishol L'chal Lobis El Shabbos Achas. So obviously he's not dying tomorrow because we're repeating it for 8 days. So theoretically we could wait till after Shabbos, and this way he'll only be Hefti Mechala one Shabbos. But if we start now, it'll be Mechila for this Shabbos and the following Shabbos. So we don't say that. We don't say that we should wait. So we start immediately, even though that it'll turn out that there'll be Mechala both this Shabbos and the following Shabbos. Okay. Now, so Mishabura says that Mishabura Lama Beis, that he asked the question which we obviously were thinking of. We said before that we wait till Motzei Shabbos if possible. So why are we here? We're not waiting till Motzei Shabbos. The case of that Shemam Tamin Tzar Chilul, you also Chalul. We said before that if the Maka is the illness is something which we know that there will be no deterioration by the fact that we wait till after Shabbos, we wait till after Shabbos, and now we're saying we don't wait. So the Mishmaris of Ein Stira Mizeh Lohod Asayf Sivtal. There's not a stira between the contradiction between what we're saying here and what we said before. The Hotsam Loy Mari B'Yodeya Shadeo Maker Shayyadeh Hamtanosu Era Erev Loyagia Shum Reya Silachel. Over there, talking about cases where we know we're able to calculate that there's been zero difference to the chayla if we wait till after Shabbos or not. So if we wait, Mashen and Hoch is talking about a case where we don't have that level of clarity and where we are concerned about deterioration, so we have to start immediately.
Is there some greater chiddush here rather than like a simpler case where it was a 4-day treatment and we don't say wait till tomorrow and don't machal shabbos at all? Rather than two versus one, which is.
No, there's no difference between two, one and two. Right. The it's interesting, Lush, and the bike gives this case, but there shouldn't be any difference. I mean, the logic is that, you know, yes, it's going to be a period of time, and yes, we're concerned about deterioration during that time. We can do the best we can. We don't know for sure that there's going to be, but being in a status of Kamas of Foshas is dangerous. So he's in the status of Kamas of Foshas for the next day, you know, a long period of time. So at some point in time, you say, you know, like, what's the difference? We're not worried about him expiring in the next moment. We're just saying the whole situation is very delicate and very dangerous. So the longer the period that you're looking at, the more the argument becomes compelling. That he's going to be sick for the next 3 months, having these treatments for the next 3 months. He'll be in the state of Sakana for the next 3 months. Like, so we wait 3 hours, like, what's the big spritz? Is, you know, as opposed to your 3 hours, visiting a 24-hour treatment, maybe 3 hours is significant. So, okay. Yud Beis, important sif. Shemachal and Shabbos al chol sheish v'sakana. When we are mechal Shabbos for this person who's ill, mishtadlin shaloi lasas al yirei enam yehudim uktanim anashim. So we would have to don't use a non-Jew or a woman or a katan. We would have to use an adult who's a Yisrael. That's mechaber. And the point being, we don't want people to get in their mind that it's better to try and avoid it. Because if that's in their minds, the next time when the time is of the essence, they'll start looking for a goy. And where they shouldn't be doing that, they should be doing it themselves. But they're going to have this attitude that it's better to try and find a goy. So therefore we don't get involved in that at all. But the Ramah says, Hagah, V'yesharim dim efshel ases b'loy dichui, b'loy ichar, ayyadei shinui, os ayyadei shinui. V'yem efshel ases ayyadei en Yehudi, b'loy ichar klal, os ayyadei en Yehudi. If there's ways of, without adding any time involved, the goy is right there, and the goy can do it as opposed to the Jew, the goy should do it. And if we could do it with a shinui, we should do it with a shinui. Assuming that there'll be no difference at all in the actual treatment. If we're concerned that the goy will not take it seriously and take care of the Jew with the same diligence as the Jew will, so we don't give it to the goy. We don't give it to the goy. Lama Gimel, Shol Lasses. The time comes of a rush. The reason is, like we just said, we should have the lesson now. Sometimes the goy is not there. Well, the gam can not do it, but we're going to go look for a goy. We took off Jebel de Sakana, and that could, meanwhile, during that time period, there's a potential for the person to deteriorate in a dangerous way. So that's an issue why we don't use a katan or we don't use a non-Jew. Now, what's the argument about a woman? The women and the men are the same. There's no mile of a woman over a man. So why are we saying we don't do a woman, we have to do a man? It's an oshim ikatam acher. This is what we're afraid of. Shema Yarmu, Shloditin Shabbos Didochis Afbi Vikuot Nefesh. Really, there's no had to be mechal Shabbos. You know what? No shame, yeah, whatever type of attitude. See that we're afraid that the men's attitude towards the women's chiyuv. There's this joking phrase. Noshim is not a part of the culture, the women are part of everything, right? It's like an attitude that some men have, so we're afraid about that possibility, right? Or they're afraid that some the women, because they're not so learned, will misinterpret this as a greater hetzer than it really is and apply it in scenarios where they should not apply it. So you bedafka want to do it all day Yisrael gedor lo mibnei das. So therefore, if the present there are individuals which are not just regular Bnei Yisrael, but there are actually Chachamim, so we want the Chacham to do it, to show to everybody that this is a mitzvah. They see the Chacham doing it, they'll take that very seriously. They're all there. There's a guy there, there's a cotton there, there's a woman there, there's a Yisrael there, there's a Chacham there. They're all there. Who do you choose? Obviously, if there's no men there, but there's women there. So that obviously they do not wait, but they do it immediately. And that's the mitzvah. But if you can do it below Ikhra Yadeshino, if without any hesitation in the extra time in the treatment if you do it with a shinui, it'll be done as efficiently and as effectively with a shinui as not, so you should do with a shinui. The call kama the nukalas is behetra blushav kithera binasa biser. So the argument is that there's a heter for kol nevesh being derech Shabbos. So if I don't have to be derech Shabbos, I shouldn't be derech Shabbos. Menir dehua dinim ayirei hashinui misarcha dober ma'at. Now, what about a situation where doing it with a shinui will actually slow it down? But rak dein achar libo, the illness is not an illness which is under immediate tremendous pressure that it has that Those few seconds will make a difference. They won't make a difference at all. So we can gain that this should be an Issur Rabbanan as opposed to an Issur D'oraisa, so that's a significant gain. So we will do that in that situation. But we have an option of using a goy, we should use a goy. And if we don't have a goy, we have an option of a katan, we should use a katan. So minig v'sikim means it's a respected custom in Klal Yisrael. It's not a minig v'sikim. It's not a respected. Taf yochel lasas al yedei Yehudi. Mikomachim yisrael yizaris b'davar yisrael. We know that the Jew takes these things more seriously than the non-Jew. So we should just use the Yisrael. Kenim yeshem afilu savak atzola yesh lekadam avirer kol zor is raising meshubach. If there's clearly a danger, and you could potentially even if it's not vada going to be successful, but the Jew should do it, not ask a goy. Kavu karmu when it's vada going to be successful. See, there's even if it's only a suffix atzala, we're not even sure that this will work. But still, so I might have argued if it's not, you're not sure it's going to work, so if it doesn't work, it comes out your mechalel Shabbos and no purpose. So, you should b'dafka give it to a goy. No, b'dafka not. Even though it's only a suffix atzala, b'dafka not. Don't give it to a goy.
But it seems like this is more kal than if it was a suffix second.
Give me your full thought.
Well, in this case where you give it to the Jew Daf, because we're Sakana B'Biror, but Safik Aksala. But it seems to imply that if it was a Safik Sakana, then you give anything for the guy.
Interesting thought process. No, I didn't see it like that. Okay, but I thought he was saying another round. There's definitely danger, and it's not even going to work. So you end up being Michael Shabbos for no purpose, because
the guy. Yeah, but it's also for no purpose because it was never really second in the first
place. Right, but
it seems to me this is a bit okay.
Right.
What?
So the Maisa. The advice of the minhag poskim is if you have some type of action which it's bechlal, there's no issue of behilus, and you can have a goy do it. So, for example, we'll see later by your lettuce. With your lettuce, we do say that we should not use a goy. Whereas your lettuce is a very interesting in halacha because we deal with later as a sakana, but on the other hand, we know that it's in a certain sense, it's a minimal sakana. Thousands of women go through it regularly and come out. Baruch Hashem. Well, so over there, if you have an option of using a goy, you use a goy. As long as there's no danger by doing that. Okay, Yud Gimel. Kolazar is the chal of Shabbos. V'davar sheyesh bo sakana reza meshubach. Go for it. The quicker you go, the better praise you get. I feel in misakan imoy davar acher. Even if this action you're going to be doing, besides the act of hatzala that you're going to be doing, there's going to be another action which is going to take place with it as well. Again, for example, sheperish mitzayda, lahalos tinuk shenafol in the heart. So a child fell into the river, so he went and got a net to drag the river to pull the child out. But meanwhile, mitzayda mitzayda, he was going to end up catching some fish along with the child. So even though that's going to happen, we don't refrain from doing the act of atzola because of the fact that we're going to be doing this other action with it as well. Okay. Now, so he gives two examples. child fell down into this pit. So to get him out, we needed to dig out like a type of a step in the side of the pit to get him out. Well, meanwhile, you're being masakin steps for the pit. So Abishu masakin bo madrega b'shasas kiros. So even he's making steps, but with this act of digging it out, so that's mutter. Ninol adalus b'vnei atinuk. So the loch is if a child's locked into a room, we consider that a sakana. The child's reaction to that type of situation is irrational and can potentially be dangerous. He feels very threatened by not being able to get to safety, to be with his parents, and he might do something that will end up hurting himself to the point of danger. So you're allowed to break the door in. Even if by doing so you're going to cut into the door into usable pieces of wood for some other purpose, so well, you now have this wood that's usable. The Atharshan says, well, that's great, I got all this wood. Side benefit of doing a mitzvah, right? Well, not so good. The Chara should be a problem. Either it became like boards, if that's what he needed, or became like little pieces of wood which it broke into splinters, which I can now use to light fires with it. We're afraid the child will become so scared that he will become dysfunctional and he might die. You don't say, listen, like, why should we do this? We're going to get the key. It take a while to get the key. We'll play with him through the door and we'll calm him down. We don't say that. And the fish out of it, he actually needed this wood chopped. He needed some chopped wood. He says, wow, I got chopped wood. So Mamish, he's benefiting from this action on Chilul Shabbos. Says Mutter, so the Mishmur Kiman Shana Machavan Lizet. But that's not why you're doing it. You're not doing it. The guys that say, listen, you know, kid a head, kid a hair, but I'm doing it because I want to have a wood. He's not saying, I'm doing it to save the child. Meanwhile, there's this ag of that, there's this other action, there's other result, so that doesn't make it us. Now, take a look at the Sharet Zion, in Yud Zayin. Prima Gadim B'Shem Alechem Mishnah Ayin Shem. So the Alechem Mishnah says that the Heter here is based on the fact that the person is not being mechaven for this other result. But they should know that that's not so posh. There's some Rishonim which are quite makel over here. So the Rekuager over here quotes that it's Ran in Sefer Shabbos, the Ran bases on Yerushalmi actually, that even if the person has both kavanas, it's still mutter. The person saying, I love the bass. The bass is running right now. It's so fortuitous that this kid fell in. I can save his life plus get the bass. You know, so he's me mechavim for both, right? So still mutter. We have the gears of nitzud kavri, even though the fish were caught. Didn't say that he had intent for that. Just that they were. He knows that there's going to catch some fish with them, but that's not what his intent is. But the gear said that the Bahag has in the Gemara that he's been mechavin for the fish, and it's still mutter. Chemeidikul, all the other cases as well, that the Nusach in the Gemara, the gear is not that it happened, but he's intending it to happen. Even though he has both intentions, he's still considered praiseworthy. He's still considered doing a mitzvah. Now, not that he's been mechavan to break it, but it broke into pieces. The last case. So, and Rambam, Shalhisker, quote, he doesn't have those words that it's okay if he's being mechavan. Because the lashon of the Rif and the Rosh is not that it's not okay if you're mechavan. It's okay if it happens. And you know it's going to happen. That's not what your intent is. That's mutter. So it's a psigration, but that's mutter. But if it's your intent is for that as well, that's also. Mishnah is having a Lecha Mishnah. The Lecha Mishnah, who's saying not like that, the Chara didn't chop this diak in the Rambam. The case of the Mora wasn't that the person had intent, because that's Taka Asr. The point of the Mora was a case where the person did not have intent, but the reality is he's benefiting from it. He needs it. He can use it. So that's the Chiddush over here. Even though he's benefiting from it, and he's happy with the result, but since it wasn't his intent, it's Mutter. That's how they say it. She goes, "Mir b'sof yuma shayichav on l'zeh." Okay, now achukol day is mar b'sheno mar b'pula b'shel zeh ken yirabor. And but obviously, there's no heter to be mar b'pula. So the Mice of the Mishabura brings a significant list of Rishonim. You have the Ran, basically, which is actually based in Rishonim. You have a Bahag, which is very significant because the Bahag is one of the Goyim, who was being Ma'atarit. But the Mice of the Rif of the Rosh of the Rambam do not say like that. And the Mishabura, the Beis Yosef himself said, the Beis Yosef himself in his introduction to the Beis Yosef, he says that the three pillars of a halacha are the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam, and basically I'm going to follow their path. So if the three of them say it's, that case is also, it's not mutter. He says even if in general, you know, other arguments aside, but in general I would follow two over three either. If you have a case where the Rif and the Rosh, the Rambam was the other way, we will pass on like the Rif and the Rosh according to the Beis Yosef, not like the Rambam, because the two against one, these are your primary poskim. So over here all three agree that it's also tired to be matarit connected the Rif and Rosh and the Rambam. I don't think we did this. I'll just take you back for a second. Back in Shin Tet Zion, there's a Bir Halacha who based himself along this argument. Shin Tet Zion, page Kuchav Zion. So there's a Bir Halacha on page Kuchav Zion, right shortly before the end of the narrow lines, Hatzod. So here we're saying that you're allowed to, a person is allowed to capture venomous snakes. If he comes along and he's trapping it for the purpose of using the venom to save a life, so it's malachus. So even though leaving up pikuach nefesh for a second, right now it's malachus shich legufa. He's trapping it to use it, so that's malacha. So if there's no imminent sakana, so in that case, you know, he just wants to prepare the antidote, etc., in case something happens. So that'd be chayim. But if he's just doing it to remove this danger, so it's not obviously not chayiv. And it's not only that, it's actually we're saying that it's mutter. Chazal, even though it's lachos and it's a gufa, it should be also be rabbanon. Chazal are matter. So now the Bir Halacha deals with what about if you have both kavanas. So is that analogous to what we're saying over here, that if you have both kavanas, these cheetahs hold that it's mutter? She talks about it a little bit over there, this argument.
What's
this thing? The Mari, we have Bain Dark on the Hummus, Bini Shechos, and Filochi Potter. Even the things which are not venomous to the point of being life threatening. So, but since you're not, you're, the person's being Mechavin to remove a mazik, even though it's not a life-threatening mazik, but it's a mazik, it's something which causes damage and pain, so it's potter, and then it's mutter. Okay, now, but nearly the mekarmi shadark on the hamis, let's say in a case where there is a life-threatening situation with these things potentially can kill, and therefore I want to trap them to remove a potential danger to life. Okay, nochash beretz Yisrael, ba'akra, bechadyov, the Gemara says that the nature of the nechashim, whatever nechashim means, in Eretz Yisrael, they were poisonous. And the akrav was more dangerous in the space called Chadyav. Chadiv. Asher, I feel who. But I want to say, I feel who hoy miskaven the tzedosu the refuah. Once this is something which is dangerous, there's a mitzvah to remove a mazik. So the mitzvah to remove a mazik, I'm being very sick of the mitzvah removing the mazik, even though I'm also having kibbutz to use the venom which for refuah purposes. So I'm in mechaven, it's malachas shekel legufa. But there's a mitzvah to remove it. So that's my primary action. The Gemara says, "If you, Daimel the Mother Mina Mayuma, the Peidalad Betinik, the Rebbe Nahar, the child is drowning. Parish Mitzudam Aleihu, Valvagavs Go Mechaven the Mitzah Dogim." So it's mutter, even though you're having intent to also catch fish. Now, we didn't see like that. That's Macholik is how to read the he's right now. He's assuming that the gears are like those shitas. That's mutter. Vayishem Berchus from Kibeger, Uberan Seferik Oreg. That Kibeger points out that the Ran learns the Gemara like that. The Ran learns the Gemara in Yuma that you're, even though you're being mechaven for catching the fish, it's also mutter. That's a mashticha who kiroi vanim in a tara koshikosa poisim kain who adin hocha. After that's a mapula who mitzvah b'mokim shorgilim lahomis adam b'mokim gara b'masha mahusim b'kavanas vayin. So he shall suit to the more psachim, which we spoke about this once. My mind is blanking exactly where when we spoke about it, but so the more psachim has like this. So the more gives a few examples. Well, let's get the example which he mentions last. A person finds an aveda, a rug. So if you keep the rug rolled up, so it gets a little bit moist inside, it gets a little bit humid, it starts to develop some type of mold, it damages the rug, etc. So you've not done a good job maintaining this rug to return it back to its owner in a good state. So as long as you have to unroll it and put it out in the sun, you know, put it out in the air once a month. So the Mora says, well, what about, you know, it's a gorgeous rug and your boss is coming for dinner and, you know, you want to show this beautiful tapestry on the wall. So I have it hanging up anyway, so might as well do it tonight, you know, and also get a few other points with my, you know, with my business partners, and, you know, they'll see that I think I'm very rich and they'll want to do business with me. I'm a mitzvah to put it up, and I'm being mechaven for that also. I'm just also being mechaven for my own toilets. So Mora says, that's awesome. Even though it's loy efshar, I have no other option. I must hang it up. Today's the day. But once you loy efshar, I have no other option but to come mechaben. I'm being mechaben for something which is not. I have no right to use somebody else's aveda. It's gzeila. So I'm using his thing. That's gzeila. Well, no, I'm not stealing. I'm going to do it anyway. Yeah, but once you have kavana, it changes the action. The action becomes an action of mitzvah, even though it's a mitzvah to do it. So even though it's a mitzvah to kill this thing, but once your kabbana is to capture it, to use the venom for refuah, which is not mutter on Shabbos. So even though if I didn't have the kabbana, I was saying all I'm doing is being mavar and mazim in oilam, which is a mitzvah, and it's lochtan shikla gufa, and it's mutter. Chazal not only said that it's potter, but it's mutter. But once your mechaben for the refuah becomes aser. So we see this concept. So I argue over here. We're saying you could have both kavanas, because the so Mishabur doesn't really say the end thought, but the way the Rechayim would say it, they say you can't say when a person is doing hatzalas the fashas mam, and she's saving the kid's life, he's saying, listen, you know, the bottom line, I'm really more important to think about the fish more than the kid. Over here, by definition, the action is an act of a solo for the child, because that's the primary action. It must be defined as such. So then this opinion holds that the Vatjim Mechavim for the fish also doesn't make it awesome. Whereas over here, where it's not immediate son of Ashes, it's more just a mitzvah being Revara Ramazik, There's a mitzvah to get remove dangerous things from the world. Okay, so that's a mitzvah. So with mitzvahs, you have kimonos. So it's not a mitzvah. It doesn't become the primary action of the mitzvah. So that seems to be the way the Achronim say it. But over here, the matirim hold that the action is the definition. By definition, it's considered an act of a soul's avashim pikuach nefesh. Whether that's your kavanah, the fact that you're mechamed something else can't take that away. So that's why this case is according to those places, is mutter. And even that, the Mishabura is not sure he wants him out through it. Okay.